This is The Couple Next Door, script 163, for broadcast Wednesday, August 13th, 2:30 to 2:45. The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
It's all right, Mr. Dibble. Yes, I forgot, but we'll be there. Oh. Goodbye. Wait a minute. Where are you going?
Going to work.
Well, you better take the bus. I'll need the car.
Oh.
I completely forgot today is the day of the roof tree party.
What?
A party for the workmen out at our new house, Aunt Effie. The house isn't anywhere near finished. I know, but it's a custom.
Is that today?
Well, yes, it's today. When they get the framing done, or at any rate the top of the roof up, they nail a little tree branch to it, and then it's a custom for the owner to throw what they call a roof tree party for all the workmen right after they knock off work for the day, which is about 4 o'clock, I guess.
Well, look, if you take the car, how am I going to get out there?
Call Mr. Rogers. He'll be coming out. The architect's supposed to be there, too, and you can ride out with him. Oh, dear, I've got to get food ready. What am I going to have?
Well, I certainly don't think we need to have very much. Some lemonade, maybe, and peanut butter sandwiches.
We can't have lemonade for a bunch of workmen, Aunt Effie.
No, and we can't have peanut butter sandwiches. I'll cook a turkey this morning.
Mm.
We'll have cold-sliced turkey, maybe some ham, pickles, potato chips, and lots of assorted cheeses. What do you think about that?
Yeah, that sounds fine. I'll take care of the refreshments, maybe a couple of cases of beer.
Mr.
Rogers and I'll bring it out when we come.
Certainly don't think we should be expected to go to all that expense when the workmen haven't even finished the house.
Well, it's a custom, Aunt Effie. We have to do it.
Yeah, they expect it. Besides, it gives us a chance to get acquainted with them. And if they, you know, if they like this, why, they're more careful how they do the work. I hope.
Oh, yes. Yes, I see. Kind of buttering them up, you mean.
Oh, no, Aunt Effie, I certainly wouldn't put it that way.
I always believe in calling a spade a spade.
Yeah.
Well, good thing I'm here. I'll help you. And I'll tell them all how wonderful you are. It's always easier for a third person to do that. You can count on me as your official hostess.
Well, I'll go do the breakfast dishes, dear, so we can get started.
Oh.
No, don't worry. I'll keep an eye on her. Now, be there, dear, by 4 o'clock.
This week, in Arthur Godfrey's absence, Dennis Day heads the welcoming committee on CBS Radio's Godfrey Time show. And what a welcome he has in store for you. Dennis knows his way around a song like very few people do. His sense of humor is always operating, too. With Tony Marvin and Norman Layden's orchestra on hand to entertain, and with Dennis Day to make you feel at home, CBS Radio's Arthur Godfrey Time is a great time to be listening. Oh, and speaking of welcoming committees, Art Linkletter is practically a one-man ticker tape parade. Playing host to visitors from every part of America, he keeps things humming on CBS Radio's House Party 5 days a week. So join us on CBS Radio as most of these same stations bring you the next edition of House Party. You'll get a kick out of the zany stunts and the party games, and you'll enjoy the things people tell Art Linkletter when they visit with him on CBS Radio's House Party.
Pete, Trace, I thought you were going to keep an eye on Aunt Effie.
Oh, dear, what now?
Oh, she's over there talking in the ear, all furnished and dribbling.
Oh, honestly, all right. See if the men want more iced tea or lemonade or beer or something.
Yeah,
you know,
right,
find
right.
out what they want.
Hi, you fellas. How about a little refill
there? Aunt Effie?
Oh, dear. I was just pointing out to Mr. Dibble that every penny you two have saved was through hard work. And since he's building your house, I want him to make sure every one of those pennies counts.
Nobody ever accused me of wasting money.
Oh, I'm sure they didn't, Mr. Dibble. Aunt Effie didn't mean that.
Well, you can't tell about building contractors. Now, you seem like a nice man, but so did Mr. Heskell. He was a contractor the Matthews had when they built their house back home. Oh, he seemed like a lovely person. Well, he just tacked on all such things called extras that they were supposed to pay for. And then he yelled about how he was losing money. When the house was built, the roof leaked the very first day they moved in, and he wouldn't do a thing about it. Well, he turned out to be just plain crooked.
Aunt Effie, my good Mr. Dibble, she said.
Nobody ever accused me of being crooked.
Well, my goodness, Mr. Dibble, Aunt Effie never meant you were. Now, you haven't had any food. You go right over there and have some cold sliced turkey, Mr. Dibble. I insist.
Nobody ever accused me of being crooked.
Aunt Effie, why would you say
that? You don't take it personally. You worry so. But believe me, it doesn't do any harm to let him know you aren't made of money.
Well, I guess he knows that anyhow.
Aunt Effie, for Pete's sake, what have you been doing? Discussing union wages with the head carpenter?
Union wages? What do you know about union things, Aunt Effie?
Nothing. Absolutely nothing. I never mentioned it.
Well,
all I said was that nobody wants to work hard these days. That's true. Nobody takes any pride in their work anymore. Doing it right. All they think about today is how much money they can make working as little as possible.
Why would you say that?
Well, it's true. Back in the old days, the plumbers used to stop by and put a washer on the faucet for nothing. I want $8 just to walk in the door.
Look, Aunt Effie, darling, do you mind not talking about things like that today? The idea is for us to establish a pleasant relationship with the guys who are building our house.
Hmm?
Right now, they're all glaring at me as though I'm Captain Bligh on the Bounty. And just assume they didn't mutiny until they get the place built.
Oh, I don't know why you always act as though I say the wrong things to people. I always get along with people.
Oh, yes, of course you do, Aunt Effie.
If you want me to, I can go and sit in the car till the party's over.
Oh, no, of course not.
The point is, when you're building a home, it's hard enough to get along with everybody. Problems come up, things go wrong, everybody blames everybody else. I mean, just as long as possible, I'd like them to think I'm a nice guy.
Why, that's just silly. You are nice. Well, just as I told one of the workmen, he wanted to ask you something, and I said, well, my goodness, you go right ahead and ask him. I said, my nephew's just the grandest, most unselfish person in the world.
Oh, now, Aunt Effie, that was very sweet of you.
I said I knew you'd be glad to do him a favor.
Oh, well, huh? Sure, of course I would. I mean, what? What's the favor?
Well, now, let's see. What was it? Oh, yes. He wondered if he couldn't have the plans for your new house here when you're through with them. Oh, there he is. That woman over there, Joe something. Yoo-hoo, Joe! I asked him!
Oh, no.
Come here!
Wait a minute, Aunt Effie. Are you sure he said he wants the plans for our new house?
Here he comes.
Oh, for heaven's sake, why would one of the workmen want our plans? I don't want somebody to build a house just like ours, anyhow.
Hey, I hope you don't mind my horning in here.
Oh, no.
I was saying to your aunt here that me and my wife is crazy about your house. Me and her drove out one night. I wanted to show her what I was working on. And she's nuts about it.
Oh, well, fine. I'm glad you like it.
I said to my wife, honey, we can't get no architect to draw a plan. We can't afford it. And she says, well, maybe you could get theirs when they ain't using them no more.
Oh, I see. Well, I don't know.
Well, I'd have to do all the work myself, but we sure are nuts about your house. You've done a good job planning.
Well, thank you, gee. Because I don't know, naturally.
Something to Rogers, the architect, but he ain't allowed to let me have your plan without your permission.
Oh, he did? I see. Well,
I must say that, frankly, I'm glad you liked the way we planned it, but frankly, I don't like the idea of another house being exactly like ours, too. I mean, it's in the same town and everything.
Oh, well, it wouldn't be anywhere near here. I got a little piece of land the other side of town, and yours is wood on the outside. I thought we'd make ours stone.
I see. Well, if it looks different on the outside, honey.
Now, you see how nice my nephew is? I said she didn't need to be the least bit scared about asking him.
I think we should talk it over.
Okay, you do that. I wouldn't have asked except for you seem like such nice faces.
Oh, well, fine. Thank you.
I don't understand. How can he afford to build a house like ours? You certainly make more money than he does, and it's hard for us.
Well, he's going to build it himself. I mean, he can do it. I can. I got to hire people. And he seems like a nice guy. I mean, well, my gosh, what difference really does it make to do something nice for a guy like that? I mean, let's not be snobbish about it.
Snobbish? I'm not being snobbish. I just don't see why we should pay for an architect's plans and then just hand them out free to somebody else because you feel grand about it.
Oh, for Pete's sake, honey, I don't feel grand about it, as you put it. Look, here's this poor workman. I mean, all we're doing is letting him have the plans to our house, which we'll be through with anyway in a couple of months, and may take him a year, 2 years to build his own house, doing all the work himself. No kidding, honey. Really, I'm a little surprised at you.
Well, yes, dear. Oh, indeed.
All right. 2-1. Go ahead. Give him permission. But in the meantime, I'm going to call Mr. Rogers.
We'll return to the couple next door in just a moment.
No news is good news was a sensible slogan back in the days when people could cut themselves off from the world and follow self-contained lives in isolated communities. Today, however, the news from every part of the world affects every one of us. A frost in the south may dictate what you'll be having for breakfast next month. A strike in Europe might decide the price of your next necktie. Something happening in South America could affect the amount of tax you pay. All in all, the modern American finds it highly necessary to keep a weather eye on the news. One of the things which help him most is The World Tonight on CBS Radio. Nightly, CBS newsmen outline the day's events in the light of their practical news sense. You'll be well informed when you're a steady listener. Another must for the news conscious is the morning World News Roundup. Mornings, Monday through Friday, hear the World News Roundup. Weekday evenings, it's The World Tonight on most of these same stations.
Ah, well, Mr. Rogers, come in, come in, come in. I don't know why she called you out here tonight. I swear I don't. All this to-do over letting a workman have our house plants, you know?
Oh, yes, oh, yes. Well, it's up to you, of course.
Yeah, well, exactly. See, that's just what I said.
Joe asked me, and I said no. After all, you have a custom-built house, and the Association of Architects has been very careful to protect homeowners like you.
Oh, well, I don't feel that way, Mr. Rogers, really. I believe in democracy, and we're all entitled to the same opportunity.
Oh, yes. I believe in democracy, too. However, I don't believe you should pay for plans somebody else gets for nothing.
Well, I just don't feel that way, Mr. Rogers. I mean, if I can help the guy out...
Help him out? I don't think you understand. You remember when you first decided to build a house and you called me in and you wanted 6 bedrooms, 4 bathrooms, a winding staircase, guest house?
Oh, yes. Honestly, yes. Remember, dear, we had everything, didn't we?
We had everything.
Everything.
House, I'm telling you.
And I'll never forget when we asked Mr. Rogers for a rough idea of the cost. And he finally said, well, I don't see why you can't do it nicely for
$175,000.
Oh, yes. Well, that's the house he's going to build.
What? Well, what do you mean?
Oh, yes. He wants the original plans.
This Joe fella is going to build a house that we couldn't even dream of affording?
Well, not exactly, of course. We never really finished those plans. All I mean is that he'll have the extra luxuries in his house that we've had to cut out.
Well, how can he afford it? I mean, even building it himself.
Oh, he's not building it himself.
He said he was. He said he was.
Well, he's building it himself with the help of his 8 brothers.
8 brothers?
Oh, yes.
8?
Oh, yes. Yes, it's quite a family. They're all expert craftsmen, masons, electricians, plumbers, carpenters. It won't cost him a dime to build his house. For labor, that is. Of course, he'll have the cost of the material.
Mr. Rogers, you mean he'll probably have the winding staircase that I've always wanted?
Oh, yes.
And the,
probably.
The fireplaces that we couldn't afford?
Oh, yes. It'll be quite a house.
Well, I can't back out now. I more or less told him he could have the plan.
Don't look at me. I didn't say a word. You said you wanted the workman to think you were a nice guy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
The Couple Next Door is written by Peg Lynch and stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce, with Margaret Hamilton, John Shelley, John Gibson, and Joseph Julian, and is produced by Walter Hart. This is Stuart Metz, inviting you to listen again tomorrow for The Couple Next Door.